Good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know that I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And for those of you who are joining us online, I welcome you also to our Sunday service. And so we're going to begin our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. So I invite you to join me in that. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's really what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are coming so that we might realize that inner presence, the presence of that infinite one that lives and moves and has its beingness within us and through us and as us, recognizing that we are never separate or apart from that one, but that it always resides within us. It always is all around us and filling all of time and all of space and every single thing, but it also is filling us. And what that means then is when we are out in the world and the world is challenging or the world is difficult or things are challenging in our lives, is we can, instead of relying on the world to be peaceful and bring us peace, we can tap into our own wholeness and our own peace and that presence of well-being and goodness and all of those qualities of spirit that exist within us. Then when we move out into the world, we're able to bring that forward and it transforms the issues, the situations, the conversations. As we do that, we are giving way to that evolutionary impulse of spirit as well as giving way to our own divine nature. And so I thank all of you for being a beneficial presence in this world, for bringing spirit into this world in a way that is kind and loving and just shines of goodness. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me today is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And so Stacy Robbins is with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Whom we love.
I love you guys too so much.
And so she's going to lead us in singing the prayer chant, I Open Up. But before that, I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself and allow the vibration of this bowl to help you slow down, and then the words of that song to help you just move a little deeper into yourself.
to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, with every breath I take.
I invite you to relax and move your thoughts into the sacred sanctuary within, a place of love and infinite peace. This is the space within where we realize our oneness with the all good of life. We become aware of this source of life. We know it is present here and now, surrounding each of us and holding us in its loving presence. It opens our mind and hearts to its truth of the eternal good of health, joy, prosperity, and so very much more. This loving presence lives in and through us and brings to our mind thoughts of Spirit's loving essence that enfolds us as we experience the wondrous life each of us live. We are the radiant expression of Spirit in life, and live more fully from love and peace in our daily activities. And so from this place of love and peace, I bless Reverend Jennifer's talk. I bless Stacy this morning. I bless Living Beyond Limits and everyone here today. And I give thanks for the blessing and so very much more. And so it is.
And so it is.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today's reading is from the Collected Essays of Raymond Charles Barker. And it begins, "If I am afraid, then I am dealing with misunderstanding. If I have a serious problem, I am dealing with misunderstanding. If I seek, I shall find, the Bible says. And if I knock at the door, it shall be opened when I seek not at the level of what to do, but at the level of what to know. The truth known is the untruth set free. What is it that I need to know? I need to know that I am not the fear. I am its opposite. I am not the problem. I am its solution. If the men whom Jesus revealed sight had been really blind, the sight would not have been there. But the sight was there all the time. It was waiting for someone to know it. In you is the opposite of your problem, waiting for you to know it. In you is the opposite of your fear, waiting for you to know it. Just say, whatever is the opposite of this, and then name it. I am this. Therefore, I am not that which was. I believe in God, the living Spirit Almighty, not as a person, but as a principle. I believe in one self-existent creative cause, in you and in myself, in us, through us, as us. We are equal to every situation, and therefore all is well. And so it is.
So do you have any challenges in your life right now? Do you ever find yourself worrying about the challenges in your life? Or do you question sometimes your ability to be able to handle or resolve or fix whatever those challenges are? A quote came out of Home Office this week from that team that puts together the themes, and it says, "As spiritual beings having a human experience, our true home is in the realm of spirit. We come to this human experience as perfect, whole, and complete beings, one with the Creator that brought us into being. As we embark on this human journey, we encounter danger and misfortune. We can get lost, forgetting where we came from and the truth of who we are. But the truth never changes. The truth is, you are each an individuation of that creative love intelligence of the universe. You are an individuation, an expression of love. And you are an expression of the magnificence of spirit. And that never changes, regardless of what challenge you seem to be up against in your life. But as human beings in this material world living this life, sometimes we forget who we are and we forget what we are. Instead, we see ourselves just as this very human being. We see ourselves sometimes as our personality or as this ego-bound person. We see ourselves as a product of our past and of what it is that we've experienced in our life. We see ourselves as a product of our society or of our culture. Oftentimes we see ourselves as limited by what it is that we currently know or what it is that we have actually learned in the past, and because of what we learned we are able to do. We kind of define ourselves that way. We measure ourselves sometimes by whatever it is that we've been able to accomplish or succeed at, and what we've mastered. And sometimes we stop there. This is my identity, this little box, all those things I just said pushed in that box, and that's who I am. And then, of course, on top of that, there is the self-perceptions that we have acquired during our childhood. You know, those messages that we got growing up. Some of those things were positive messages, which enabled us to flourish, which enabled us to go out into the world and conquer things and to be strong and to be resilient. And then there's also those negative messages that we got in our childhood. Somehow, you know those ones that you aren't enough of, fill in the blank. You know, you're not smart enough, or you're not good enough, or you're not strong enough, or whatever those messages were. And then that also becomes part of our identity. So we have all those things in the first section, and then the things from our childhood, and those two things come together and kind of become our operating system. They kind of become the consciousness through which we see the world and how we come to the world. We bring with us that consciousness with us into our lives and into the world as we go out and do our lives. And at the same time, all of us want to have confidence. We want to have confidence that we will have what it takes to meet whatever challenges show up in our lives. We want to know that that intelligence and that wisdom of the cosmos lives within us, and that it guides us, and that it supports us in making the right choices and supports us in solving the problems that we have. We also want to embody our own authentic power. We want to be able to stand up to something when it shows up in our lives. We want to be able to overcome those challenges with strength and with fortitude. And then, of course, we want to do all of it with a sense of peace and ease. Yeah? Carolyn Miss said, hell is identification with the outer self. Hell is not a place we go when we are dead. Hell is not punishment handed down by something. It is rather choosing the wrong self to identify with. Hell is a horrendous case of mistaken identity. When we're afraid that we can't handle something, when we're afraid that we don't have what it takes, when we want to give up on something because we haven't yet found the solution, or when we worry or feel hopeless or feel helpless, we have forgotten who we are, and we have forgotten what we are. And so doing spiritual practice, specifically practicing meditation and affirmative prayer, help us discover who we are as spiritual beings. They help us tap into that and remember that and bring that forward. They help us remember our own essential and divine nature. And so there's a story that I'd like to share with you. And it says, one day I decided to give up. I quit my job, my relationship, and my life. I went into the woods to talk to an elder who was said to be very wise. Can you give me one good reason not to quit? I asked him. Look around, he replied. Do you see the fern and the bamboo? Yes, I replied. When I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds, I took very good care of them. The fern grew quickly. Its brilliant green covered the floor. Yet nothing came from the bamboo seed. But I did not give up on the bamboo. In the second year, the fern grew more vibrant and plentiful, and again, nothing grew from the bamboo seed. But I did not give up on the bamboo. In the third year, nothing sprouted from the bamboo seed, but I didn't give up on the bamboo. In the fourth year, again, nothing came from the bamboo seed, but I didn't give up on the bamboo. Then, in the fifth year, a tiny shoot emerged from the earth. Compared to the fern, it was seemingly small and insignificant. But then, the sixth year, the bamboo grew 60 feet tall. It had spent 5 years growing its roots to sustain it. Those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to survive. Did you know all that time that you are struggling, you have been growing roots? The bamboo has a different purpose from the fern. but both are necessary to make the forest beautiful. Spiritual practice enables us to put deep roots into that living spirit. Spiritual practice enables us to put deep roots into our own spiritual nature and the truth of who we are. It allows us to put deep roots into that truth. Not only do we live in spirit, but that spirit in its fullness, in its allness, imbues everything within us. That we are not separate and distinct. Our spiritual practice enables us to put deep roots into that. That spirit is where we are, and spirit is what we are. It enables us to put deep roots into that power, and into that intelligence, and into the good, and into the peace that always reside within us. And in turn, then, we feel strong and capable because we are strong and capable. We feel like we have greater confidence because we've tapped into that within us, which is confidence and power. We are more open to solutions that we might not even see because before we've given up, we think we don't have what it takes, we think we can't do it. And in our openness to possibilities, we open ourselves to solutions that we might not other even discover. In Science of Mind, some people mistakenly think that Ernest Holmes told us to deny circumstances. To be clear, he did not tell us to deny circumstances. Instead, he told us to deny their power over us. Things in this world do not have power over you. Those things of the world have no power over you because you are of the infinite. Because you are made out of that infinite creative intelligence, and that is the only substance from which to make things, and that's what you are. And so the title of my talk today is Who's Calling? And I'm talking about that we all contain those qualities and those characteristics of spirit. Nothing can change that. And also that our life and our spirit are always calling us to discover that. Life and our spirit are always calling us to step into that. Life and our own spirit are always calling us to bring that forward into our lives and into our world. And those things that you have not yet mastered, those things are the call of your own divine nature to discover and to unfold that untapped self, the self with a capital S, the self that you truly are, the self that is beyond personality and beyond what you've experienced and beyond what you've accomplished, that self that is of spirit. And so when I was gone last time, Reverend Candace G. came and spoke with you all. And one of the things that she said was, you cannot add one cubit to your stature in spirit. You cannot add or take away anything from what you are in spirit. You cannot add or take away anything from your true nature and who you are. And what you are, an individuation of the ultimate reality of the infinite. That is unchanging. Nothing can change that. Regardless of what you've been through in your life, regardless of what you are up against, nothing can add or take away anything from who you truly are. You cannot add one cubit to your stature in spirit. You cannot change the truth of your abundance. You cannot change the truth of your wholeness. You cannot change the truth of your power or of the intelligence within you. Those are eternal verities, and they are unchanging. You may think you can change them. You might believe that you can change them, but those are just false beliefs. And so the way back to your own power, to your own centeredness, to the wisdom that lives within you and your own harmony and peace is to remember that, to remember who you are, and to hold everything as an invitation and an opportunity for you to discover who you really are beyond what you have discovered thus far. It's always an invitation to discover that and to bring it forward. Raymond Charles Barker says, "In you is the opposite of your problem waiting for you to know it. It's already within you." And so in your bulletins, there's a yellow paper, and I invite you to get that out. And if you need a pen, did you all grab pens on the way in? Marcia, Colleen has pens. Oh, you got a pen. And the yellow insert. I think Marcia needs an insert. Does somebody still have bulletins? Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes for a moment. And just to bring to mind something that feels challenging in your life right now. And kind of put that into words within yourself of what that challenge is. And to imagine right now that you are in a field of unconditional love. This unconditional love gives itself totally, every place in the universe, without conditions. Feel that love. And allow that love to multiply by 10. And now allow that love to multiply by 50. And now allow that love to multiply by 100. And allow yourself to just drop into that knower within you. The place that is the knowingness of the cosmos. For it is all the same energy. Because it is all the one. And to ask yourself, in regards to that challenge, what is it that is seeking to express in me and through me? What is it that is seeking to express in me and through me via this situation? And to go ahead and write that down. And when you're done, to go ahead and close your eyes again. And resting in that love. And resting in that knower within you. To ask yourself in this situation or this circumstance, what am I being called to be? What am I being called to be? And one last question is just to ask that self within you, is there anything else I need to know? That knower within, is there anything else I need to know right now? And so my invitation to you this week is that whenever anything challenging shows up in your life, to know that you already have within you everything that you need to resolve that challenge, to overcome that challenge. You already have within you everything that it takes. You contain everything you need within you already because you are a living expression of that which is the source of all. You are the living expression of that which is the fabric of all things. Know also that remembering that and stepping back into that is the thing that enables you to bring forward your own untapped potential. Knowing that creates an opening for that goodness, that magnificence, that which is bigger than what you've experienced before, for that to come forward. And remember that everything is an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity from that living spirit within you to discover that, to discover your own essential nature. And as a result, you will absolutely be unfolding your own divine self in this world, unfolding your own potential, unfolding your own divine essence, and you'll be thriving. You'll be answering the call of your own spirit and the divine within you and living your best life. And so blessings to each and every single one of you in living your best life, in bringing forward the fullness of who you are into this world, and in living with freedom and in gratitude and beauty and joy. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so right now we just revel in that truth of spirit, that one infinite and boundless presence that whose very nature is good, that is the ultimate reality, that infinite one of love and of peace and of beauty is that which we live in. For that infinite presence is everywhere I look, filling all things. So easy to see it in the trees and in the flowers and in the birds. Well, today we also look within and we can see that presence within us, recognizing that it is the thing that is beating our heart. It is the thing that is the intelligence that is digesting our food. It is that call from within to do the things that make life rich and fulfilling and satisfying. It is that thing that has actually called us here this morning to be together and to be in this space where we move back within, where we can feel our own spirit, where we can feel that one that we are embraced by, that we are immersed in this magnificence of life, this intelligence and creativity, this boundless good, that is the thing that leads us and guides us and invites us to turn within for the answers and the solutions and the way. For as we do that, spirit flows into us and through us and out from us in a grander way. For that outermost God and that innermost God are one and the same. And so today I recognize that we are absolutely individualized expressions of that one, that we can never be separate or apart from it for an instant in all of eternity. For it is our essence. It is that which we have come from, and it is that which we have come as. And so today we lean into spirit outside of us, and we lean into spirit inside of us. And as we do that, the way is opened, for we are here to thrive and to flourish and to discover who we are. And so I speak this word also not just about us in this room, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet, recognizing that the fullness of spirit is right where each and every single person is, and that right now it is revealing within them the thing that they need to know, the thing that they need to remember, the thing that they are being called to be. And that is already present within them also. And that spirit is unfolding itself today and right this moment within them and through their lives, filling every spot, meeting every need. For that is where our faith rests. That is where we rest. And I speak this word specifically also for every politician, every decision maker, recognizing that the fullness of God is right where they are also, all around them and within them. And it is guiding their actions and guiding their choices and guiding their decisions from this highest intelligence, from this highest love, and from the truth of oneness with spirit and oneness with each other. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into the law of the universe, knowing that it does not return unto us void, but it returns unto us fulfilled. And so that is where we rest. And so I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
And so it is.
faith. Everything changes when you know you're okay. Let's talk about love, 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 love. You are love. Let's talk about love, 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 love. You are love. Even when you feel afraid, like you're not enough, everything inside you was still made from love. Falling down reminds us we can get back up again. Loneliness helps us to make a new friend. Every bad ending is a brand new start. Life is falling together. It's not falling apart. Let's talk about is a blessing, even when it is hard. And you are much stronger than you think that you are. Take a moment every day and put your hand on your heart. 'Cause everything changes when you know who you are. Life is for Let's talk about love, 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 love. You are love. Let's talk about love, 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 love. You are love. Even when you feel afraid, feel like you're not enough, everything inside you.
And now it's time for our affirmation. So if you would join me. I have everything within me that I need to meet any challenge, for I am a living expression of the infinite. Today I give way to my untapped potential, and I live my best life. And so it is.
And so I have a few invitations for you, and actually Stacy has an invitation for you to start out.
Oh, yay, I'm starting out. All right, so as you know, I am not just a professional musician, I'm an author and a coach and an Italian retreat goddess. And so this feature is on the part of me that is an author. I've just released my, I don't know how many books I've written. There are 4 on Amazon, and I don't know how many others. I think it's up to 10 now between ebooks and stuff. But this book, I just finished. It was a 12-year process, and it was my story of being an ordained minister who was asked to go from our churches where we spoke and sang for tens of thousands of people to a little church in upstate New York where there were 25, 30 people, no stoplights, two prisons, and seven churches. And it was really interesting, to say the least. And on the road trip, when we took the boys from 1 to 3 years old, the 2,800 miles, we had a miraculous encounter that really transformed my life and brought a spiritual practice in my life that really expanded my faith, my love, took away fears, and just brought dreams coming true. And so I wrote my book called God Loves Me, I Think, Stories from Hell, Heaven, and the Other Side of Texas. And it's available. It's available today. It's funny. It's charming. You know the boys, so now you'll have a peek at them when they're little. And you'll hear that great God, life, spirit story that has touched our lives so much and made us who we are today. And so that's God Loves Me, I Think, Stories from Hell, Heaven, and the Other Side of Texas, and it's here.
So Stacy has them on the back table, and they're available on Amazon.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We have been doing after service, taking 15 minutes to break into small groups and just talk about what was the golden nugget of the talk. So if you would like to do that today, I invite you just to grab some people and sit down. If you don't want to do it, then go mingle in the back or do whatever you want to do. The rest of this, you know, our talks are available on our website. We invite you to check in on Meetup and to follow us on Facebook and to share the talks when they get posted on Monday evening. And if you're not on our email list, I think you all are, you can let Ray know, give him your email address, and he will make sure you get those emails. And our practitioners are always available for prayer if you would like to sit and pray with any of them. And we have prayer shawls if you'd like to take one of those with you.